So the question is this: how do you become a healthy, lean and fit vegan, always having fun and making a sustainable lifestyle you enjoy living? If you want to know the secrets to losing fat effortlessly, building vegan muscle and positively impacting the people around you every single day, then this is the right podcast for you. I am Fritz Horstmann. This is the Vegan Fitness Podcast. Welcome back to the Plant-Based Fitness Secrets Podcast. This is for you if you're trying to get healthier, leaner, fitter, following a plant-based lifestyle in 2024. And today we are talking about, as I switch my voice, about the best diet for fat loss and health in 2024. Which one should you be following to see the best results for, again, fat loss and health in 2024? Obviously, we are already a few months into 2024, which is just insane to me. Absolute insane. But we'll make the most of it. And we are coming up to summer. So if you're still trying to get lean and fit, then this podcast episode is for you. And if you want to have help from me personally to still get summer fit, then I invite you to my free workshop this coming Sunday, 28th April. And in there, I'm going to share exactly the 3 steps to go from skinny fat to fit on the plant-based side. And I will share the biggest mistakes people are making, holding back. But just as a side note, you can see the episode description for the link to reserve your spot, to grab your seat. So yeah, gonna see you there. But what is the best diet? Let's talk about that. So there's one diet that's gained a lot of traction the last year or so, which is the carnivore diet, right? What is the carnivore diet? It is meat, meat, and more meat, right? And a lot of people have done carnivore and have had a lot of plant-based foods as well, which is kind of weird, right? I'm not saying any names. We all know who is meant. But a carnivore diet, as the name suggests, is all about consuming meat exclusively, right? So raw meat, raw testicles, beef, steak, all these things. And maybe some people say carnivore diet is having a lot of meat and some fruit and some butter. Again, the stretching, whatever it means. Whatever suits them, right? We always stretch to whatever suits us. But again, I'm not bashing here, just saying it. Now, it claims to benefit weight loss, improved energy, reduce inflammation, and they attribute that to the elimination of plant-based toxins and carbohydrates. That's kind of the main argument. Now, here's the catch with the carnivore diet. There's many catches. One of the main catches is it's very high in saturated fat. And as we all know, saturated fat is associated with all kinds of health risks. We can have a caveat here, and this is maybe something for a different episode. Obviously, saturated fat is also needed in our body, and we can make the argument that vegans of a lot of the time lack saturated fat. So I do believe in having it maybe in coconut oil, right, and not being afraid of it in plant-based sources, but definitely not in high amounts in meat. It also lacks essential nutrients that are found in plants, such as fiber, certain vitamins, of course, minerals, and phytonutrients, which, as the name already says, you can only find in plant-based foods, antioxidants. So this obviously could lead to long-term health effects, right? Like heart disease, certain cancers, and carnivore people are just consistently constipated, have a bad digestion, they're not feeding their gut flora, and that makes it really hard for me to make it the best diet for 2024, right? For fat loss, that's the next thing we can talk about. Is it a great diet for fat loss? Maybe, because it just cuts out a lot of junk. No gluten, no bread, no junk food, no processed food. So yeah, I mean, anyone who doesn't eat that much processed food and bread and all these things probably is going to lose some fat. But again, at what cost, right? At the cost of health. So definitely not the best diet for fat loss and health in 2024. Again, maybe do a different episode on the diet itself. But let me know. Has anyone of you ever tried it? Probably not, but let me know. Now, the keto diet is all about fat, right? So the main argument here is the ketogenic diet focuses on high fat, moderate protein, and a very low carb intake. So it's lauded for quick weight loss as the body enters a state of ketosis, so burning fat for fuel instead of carbs. All right, which is an argument to be made for the fat loss part, right? But the catch here is keto is very unsustainable and may lead to nutrient deficiencies. So again, lacks essential fibers and essential nutrients, and lacking in fiber will lead to problems like constipation. And also, not to mention, who can sustain this lifestyle, right? Who can sustain such a low carb lifestyle, even with all these keto products and recipes now coming out or have come out? It's a diet that still is hanging on by a thread, I think. And it will always have a place in the fitness community, I think, because people just love to eat their meat and their butter and be praised for it, right? Oh, I can eat bacon. It's so good for me. I'm keto. It's so weird. Like, where does that come from? Hey, real quick, guys, if you think about how you found this podcast, probably someone told you about it. You found it on Instagram or somewhere online. And the only way this thing grows is with word of mouth. So I don't do any ads on here and don't do any sponsorships. So if you've been enjoying the podcast so far, my only ask for you is to continue to pay it forward. Tell a friend, make a post about it, subscribe to the show, leave a rating and review. That way we can help more people. You put out some good karma for yourself as well, and more people will learn about the power of health. It's so weird. Like, where does that come from? But it's always going to be there. People are just going to keep believing it. Now, the ketosis argument is true to some degree, but there are studies showing that compared to a normal diet, a keto diet does not induce more fat loss. In the end, it comes down to an energy deficit, a calorie deficit, which is created in a keto diet because we cut a lot of the carbs. So yes, we are cutting the bread, the pizza, the burgers, all the crap. So an everyday person from the street that is going to go keto is probably going to lose some fat, lose some weight because they're cutting out all the junk. Is that because of the ketosis? No, it's because they cut out all the crap, right? Now, the problem with this is the sustainability, like I said before. So who can sustain this diet, right? And the next problem is the low carb is going to lead to a lack in energy and a lack of performance in the workouts. So a lot of keto people, they usually struggle with performance. They struggle with putting up numbers in the gym. And that's going to lead to a skinnier look, a weaker look, and not the best diet for 2024, either for health or for fat loss, as we talked about. So, next diet. The paleo diet, which is basically back to the Stone Age. So the main argument here is it mimics the presumed eating patterns of our paleolithic ancestors. So high in fruit, vegetables, lean meats, excluding processed foods, grains, and dairy. So again, it's touted for weight loss and reducing the risk of modern day health issues, right? Which, to be fair, overall, looking at this diet, it does make more sense than carnivore and keto, right? We have fruit, we have vegetables, we have no processed foods, grains, dairy, lean meats, right? So that's fair enough, right? Now, for health and fat loss, what's the catch here? So the diet can be, in my opinion, overly restrictive. So you are excluding beneficial foods like whole grains and legumes. It's also very meat heavy and might lead to an overconsumption of certain meats, which we know too much meat is not healthy for us. And also may lead to an imbalanced intake of certain nutrients. And also, it's not very easy to follow. So it looks nice on paper, right? But it's very complicated getting all these fresh foods all the time, making sure that nothing is processed, everything is fresh and organic and grass-fed and all that. That's all cool, but it becomes more of a part-time job, which again, is fair enough for some people, some influencers, but not everyone can do that, right? So my opinion for health and fat loss, you know, you can make the argument, but the biggest catch here is just because you're eating paleo doesn't mean you're going to lose fat. Because again, a calorie deficit is king, and a paleo diet might actually make it harder to be in a deficit, right? With all this whole foods that some of them are high in calories, might make it harder. On the other side, for health, we talked about it, could lead to a lot of meat intake. But in general, I would say it's healthier than keto, healthier than paleo, for sure, healthier than keto and carnivore, that's for sure. So, brings me to the next diet, which is the vegan diet. So, plans for power. Now, the main argument here is, obviously, we're cutting out all animal products, dairy, eggs, meat, fish. There's so many studies showing linking a plant-based diet to low risk of heart disease, hypertension, type 2 diabetes, and just overall very healthy diet when you look at the research. The catch here, so is it the best diet for fat loss and for health in 2024? The main catch here is vegans need to be careful and plan their diet to avoid deficiencies in nutrients like B12, iron, omega-3, right, which are often found in animal products. I've done an episode on this in the past. It's even more nutrients than that. It's creatine, it's carnitine, it's vitamin D. And vegans need to be very careful in planning. If you plan accordingly and supplement accordingly, it is super healthy. And supplements can obviously bridge the gap here. And that's for the health part. I think we have a lot of unhealthy vegans. That's for sure. I mean, I see it every day with people applying to work with us. We do have a lot of healthy vegans, especially in our program. And we've seen someone on social media as well. In terms of fat loss, vegan diet is amazing. I think it's the best diet for fat loss. It's just super nutritious, high in fiber. It's easy rules to follow. You're cutting out a lot of processed junk. And once you figure out the protein kind of thing, right? I know we all have a bit of a protein challenge here and there. And we figure out the other nutrients too. And then it's smooth sailing and it's simple. It's straightforward. It's delicious and very satisfying, right? Has its catches too, right? Not everything is perfect. But if you plan accordingly, it's going to be a great, great diet. There is some studies obviously showing nutrient deficiencies in vegans and the nutrients I just shared. But again, if this is planned for, cared for, then you're in a great spot. Now, next is vegetarian diet. And I hope this doesn't sound too biased. I mean, I tried to make it a bit more neutral, but I just couldn't hold myself back when I talked about the carnivore diet. It's just too funny. But we do have the vegetarian diet next. So obviously vegetarians, they do have eggs and dairy, and it shares many benefits with the vegan lifestyle, but it's less restrictive, right? It makes it easier to maintain and ensures also balanced nutrition. So is it good for health and for fat loss? Just like vegans, vegetarians need to be mindful of B12, iron, vitamin D, carnitine, creatine. That doesn't change. Some nutrients though do change, like choline we have in eggs, for example, calcium we have in dairy products. So vegetarian diet kind of takes care of more nutrients. Also, eggs and dairy are high in protein, so some vegans struggle with protein. Vegetarians sometimes don't have that struggle, even though I have to say one egg has 7 grams of protein, so I don't really see where it's a huge protein source. You have to eat a lot of them to get good amounts, but some dairy products definitely are high in protein, makes it easier. So for fat loss, it's also a great approach because, again, it's based on plant-based foods and you have some extra protein sources to play with, like eggs and dairy, like I said. So it'll make it easier to stick to your caloric deficit. For health, that's a different episode. I will do an episode on it. There's a lot of research and a lot of people talking about eggs and dairy and if it's healthy or unhealthy. I've seen both arguments from both sides. I think it's not as black and white as people make it out to be. However, if you obviously overconsume foods, then there might be negative side effect, right? So eggs and dairy is something I want to do a separate episode on. I don't want to necessarily bash them nutrient-wise or health-wise, but also I know, and many people like Simon Hill and other experts in the field have talked about this, that eggs, like cholesterol in eggs, does not mean cholesterol in your blood, right? So I think we all know that at this point, but still something we can maybe debate on a different episode podcast. So again, for health and for fat loss, it's just as great as vegan, maybe a bit easier because the protein portion is taken care of easier. For health, you can make the argument vegan is better if you take care of nutrients, but it's pretty similar in health when it comes to that. Now, I want to throw in the flexitarian diet too, which obviously it's getting very granular here. There's a millions of diets and ways of eating I can break down. But the flexitarian diet basically is a more flexible approach to vegetarianism. So occasionally incorporating meat and fish in a diet, and it's praised for being sustainable, environmentally friendly, and health conscious, combining the benefits of a plant-based diet with a bit more flexibility of occasional animal product consumption. So this is what a flexitarian diet is. Now, for fat loss, again, this is very individual, and we mainly focus on the health and nutrition piece, not the animal rights, right? In terms of fat loss and health, fat loss, you can make the argument that it's just as effective as vegan or vegetarian. And for people that have a hard time cutting out meat, or have a hard time finding protein sources, or they have a hard time getting seitan or getting tofu, because believe me or not, like a lot of people, we live in a Western society, obviously, listening to this podcast, but even in certain states or cities in the US, there's certain vegan foods not available. So I get a lot of messages on my Instagram asking, hey, how do I get my protein if I don't access tofu, if I don't get access to seitan? So they have to drink protein powder all day, maybe some legumes, maybe not the best idea, right? So when it comes to fat loss, if you can access plant-based sources of protein or vegetarian products, then maybe opt for that. But if you can't cut out the meat, if you don't want to cut out the meat, again, we have a lot of people coming to us being with a family where they have to cook for their husband and they want to maybe have meat once a week. Like, those things exist, right? We don't live in a vacuum, and I just want to share this as well. And if this lifestyle works better for you, then go for it. As long as you make mostly plant-based choices, you're going to be reaping the benefits and being like crushing it. And for health, again, if it's occasional animal products, we do want to minimize them, right? So we do want to have an eye on that. So people kind of stretch the flexitarian term as well. Like, what does it even mean? There's no rule, right? But it definitely doesn't mean having like steak every night. Like, that's not healthy, and that's not flexitarian, right? If you have steak once a week, if you have a few eggs per week, right, bit of dairy here and there, that's more a flexitarian diet, how I would define it. But everyone has their own kind of definition, and I think that's what this is about. This is more about finding what works for you and looking at the research. And to bring a point home here, looking at all these diets, obviously, as you tuned into this episode, you might have thought, okay, he might be a bit biased, which I am, but I just want to break it down. And I gave you all the facts. I did say paleo could work, keto, you know, has its sides, but vegan, vegetarian, flexitarian edge out the rest because they are rich in nutrients, with the emphasis on fruit, vegetables, whole grains, legumes, and these diets are packed with nutrients like antioxidants, phytonutrients that are promoting overall health. Long-term health benefits, all studies indicate low risk of chronic diseases and better management of weight and diabetes with plant-based diets, right? So health, those three win for sure. And flexibility and balance, so vegetarian and flexitarian diets offer a bit of a more balanced approach versus vegan, so a bit more flexible approach, I guess. So this is really down to the individual's needs. What do you want? What do you need? And what works for your lifestyle for the next 5, 10 years plus, right? For fat loss, again, I would say vegan edges out the rest. A tiny sliver, closely followed by vegetarian and flexitarian. Again, this comes down to lifestyle and accessibility. If everyone would live in a vacuum and everyone have seitan and tofu perfectly available and tasty protein powder, which is a big problem as well, a lot of our members do struggle with that, then vegan is the way. But if you struggle to get your protein in the first place and you are sitting at a business dinner and you have to eat fries and ketchup and some lettuce instead of having some protein, that's up for debate, right? That's where health kind of crosses towards animal rights and environment, which is for a different podcast, like I said. But for health reasons, sometimes the fries and the lettuce might not be the best choice, right? Just to be quite frank. But this is the best diet for 2024 for fat loss and for health. The three best diets, actually. choose what works for you, okay? We believe in a plant-based diet. And we've coached thousands of plant-based people. We've coached vegans. We've coached vegetarians that want to be plant-based. We've coached flexitarians that love a plant-based lifestyle, but just sometimes they have some animal products. We've coached all of them, and we welcome all of them. We are not an exclusive movement. We want to grow. We want to have an impact and grow the movement, and this is what we believe in. And yeah, thank you for listening. Thank you for giving me your attention. Hopefully you got some insights here. And as you're listening, you're probably on the right diet, right? So you're making a great choice for yourself and for your health, for your environment. Thanks so much for listening. If you want me and my team's help to crush your goals in 2024, then again, click the link in the description. Takes you right to the workshop this coming Sunday. And I would love to see you there. Thanks so much for being here. And let's get those V-gains. Save the planet, right? Peace out. Yes, yes. What did you think? What an amazing episode. Again, I hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, please do me a favor and subscribe to my podcast and rate it on iTunes. It's very much appreciated. We'll hear each other in the next episode. Until then, keep up the vegan vibes.